This Family Life News Podcast is made possible by the support of listeners like you.
Welcome back to another edition of Hometown Heroes on Family Life. I'm Mark Webster, and this week's guest is Carolyn Doster of First Trinity Lutheran Church in Tonawanda, New York, which is hosting an interactive journey through Good Friday on March 29th.
We started this in 2017, so this will be our fifth year of a hands-on walkthrough experience. The inspiration came from a church in Chicago that had something similar, and so my son took me through it when I was visiting him, and I brought the idea back to Buffalo, New York. And I think we might be unique to the Western New York area.
Is this sort of a modern take, if you will, on the more traditional Stations of the Cross?
I think it's quite different. It does go through 16 areas that Jesus went through on his journey to the cross, but it's more of an immersive event, very contemplative. We have hands-on things. We try to touch all the senses. So when you go through this experience, you'll see, smell, touch, feel things that Jesus experienced. It's very immersive and very worshipful. None of the areas have any actors in it, so it's all very individual experience or family experience. We have lots of families that come through with their young children, so it's very family friendly. We do let parents know that there may be two areas that they might want to walk past if their children are sensitive to Jesus on the cross and the tomb. We have a life-size tomb that people can see from a distance, and they're told about that up front. It's just been a very, very positive experience for people. In the 5 years that we've done it, we've actually had no complaints or criticisms. It's just been very moving for people. And at the very end, if you choose, we have our pastors and staff at the end that would like to say a short prayer with you. Or if not, you can just say hello and keep walking. But often our staff will start off by asking people, you know, how was their experience? And the stories we've heard has just been just wonderful. Some people get very emotional. It's a go at your own pace. You can stay as little or as long as you like. We encourage anybody to come, whether they have a faith or no faith. If they're curious, we welcome you. You experience what you want to experience.
Tell us a little bit more about what people will experience in terms of the sight, the touch, the smell. How do you do that?
We start off with the Last Supper, where Jesus gave a supper to his 12 closest friends, the disciples. And there you may smell the scent of bread. From there you go to the foot washing area, and you'll just be able to touch some water and contemplate what happened there, where Jesus washed the feet of his disciples. From there you walk into our sanctuary that has become the Garden of Gethsemane. You'll hear some nighttime sounds, the lights are dimmed, and this is a wonderful place where you could write a prayer on a piece of paper and place it in this fake rock that we have, and then later in the coming week, our prayer team will pray for you or pray your prayer for you. And then from there, it's all the other different areas that Jesus would experience on his road to the cross. We have glow bracelets for young children when they come. And about halfway through, there is a fake lamb there for everyone to touch to remind us that Jesus is the final lamb sacrifice. And then after the lamb area, you can pick up a crossbar that could possibly have been the same size and weight that Jesus had to carry on the road to Calvary. We figure that was about 70 to 120 pounds that the Romans used. And there's also nails there that you can pick up and feel and see how sharp and heavy they are. Just every area, there is something for you to read and experience. And we also give you a booklet to take through with you, and you can take home with you and share with loved ones. It's a really great experience.
It certainly flies right in the face of our culture's modern take on Easter, which is more about bunnies and chocolate. How do you find people react? You know, they've been kind of indoctrinated to that, and then here's the actual Easter story up close and personal.
Everybody's been very receptive to this, I guess maybe because you are experiencing what you want to experience. We're not trying to force anything on you. You can take what you want away from this. And we have heard that by going through this experience, they have a much deeper understanding and connection to what Jesus went through for the forgiveness of our sins. And then it makes Easter for them so much more meaningful and so much more joyful to know that now, after everything that Jesus went through, he's coming back to life. And now we can also, when we die, have life in heaven with him.
That's Carolyn Doster of First Trinity Lutheran Church in Tonawanda, New York, which is hosting an interactive journey through Good Friday on March 29th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Please join us again next time as we search for your home, your town, your hero. It's Hometown Heroes on Family Life.
Thank you for listening to this Family Life News Podcast. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard, please share it with others and click the subscribe button to automatically receive future episodes. Family Life is a listener-supported ministry. Podcasts like this are made possible by your financial partnership. Find out more at familylife.org.